From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Florida lawmakers are weighing how to provide assistance to Iraqi officials who need help combating a powerful Islamist militia. WLRN's Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson voted to authorize the 2003 invasion of Iraq. He now says he was misled by the Bush administration leading up to that war. Now, as unrest increases and the Iraqi government loses more control in the north, Nelson says he can once again support the use of force. Only this time, he doesn't want American soldiers on the ground.
What I know of the situation now, I would use unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, with Hellfire missiles.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is also calling for airstrikes, but he's leaving the door open for a more expansive U.S. military presence, including putting U.S. troops on the ground.
I think the president should not be ruling anything out. I don't think you enter these engagements by announcing unilaterally, here's what we won't do.
The debate over what to do in Iraq is opening old wounds for many on Capitol Hill. The lawmakers in both parties fear the region could become a haven for terrorists. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
NASA has its eye on a tiny asteroid that whizzed about 7,600 miles above Earth in 2011. It wants to capture it, haul it near the moon, and have astronauts visit. They plan to grab the asteroid with a giant claw or a giant inflatable bag. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Andy?